With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Wholesale inflation accelerated in November. Correspondent Shelley Adler with that report.
The Labor Department says the Producer Price Index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.4% last month from October. That's up a tenth of a percent from the month before. And year over year, wholesale prices climbed 3% in November. That's the sharpest gain since February of last year. One reason why? Higher food prices. Despite the modest upticks in inflation last month, the Federal Reserve is still poised to cut its benchmark interest rate next week for a third consecutive time. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNNews.com, in remarks before ringing the New York Stock Exchange's opening bell, President-elect Donald Trump says he spoke with many world leaders while in Paris last week and is inviting some to Washington.
They were all coming together. They all wanted to meet us and meet me as representative of the U.S., and there was a lot of goodwill, but we're going to get some really tremendous goodwill. I was even thinking about inviting certain people to the inauguration, and some people said, wow, that's a little risky, isn't it? And I said, maybe it is. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But we like to take little chances.
The president-elect is also being honored as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. A person accused of accosting U.S. Representative Nancy Mace in a Capitol office building has pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge. Witnesses told police 33-year-old James McIntyre of Chicago aggressively shook Mace's hand after approaching the South Carolina Republican in the Rayburn House office building. This happened on Tuesday evening. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 8 points, but the NASDAQ composite losing 39. This is SRN News. A New Jersey megachurch packs a lot of meals. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
1.2 million, in fact, the congregation of the non-denominational Liquid Church, which has campuses around the state, has put together those care packages for distribution to poor families overseas at Christmas. 6,000 volunteers did the work of putting together the meals, which will be delivered by the group Rise Against Hunger. People in Zambia will be the primary recipients. Zambia is one of the poorest nations on earth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another anti-Semitic incident in Australia. Vandals had torched a car and sprayed graffiti with anti-Israel slogans in a Sydney suburb. The attack comes just days after federal police established a task force to investigate increasing incidents of such crimes across the country. Authorities say the town where this latest attack took place is home to Australia's largest Jewish community. This is SRN News. Correspondent Eric Tucker reports President-elect Trump's expected nominee to be FBI Director Kash Patel has talked openly about ridding the government of conspirators against Trump.
He said that that could include going after the media or people in government who are perceived as having been disloyal. And so the public is really sort of waiting, as is the FBI, to see what direction the Bureau might take under the leadership of Patel, assuming that he is in fact confirmed.
Current FBI Director Christopher Wray stepping down when President Biden's term ends. Republican state lawmakers in Florida filed two bills that would roll back gun control measures passed in the wake of the 2018 shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. The proposals would repeal the state's red flag law and another preventing people under the age of 21 from buying a rifle. Even with a conservative supermajority in the legislature, the measures face some resistance. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.